Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Hair Healer Podcast, the weekly awakening. How is everyone feeling? Listen, I am totally doing this without my notes right now, and I don't know if that's going to be a good thing or a bad thing, so just flow with me. Mercury has moved into Pisces, so that's why I'm saying it might be a little bit, we'll see. There might be some, my morning already started out with some technical difficulties, we'll say that, and that usually is what happens when Mercury moves into its detriment or downfall. I'm not going to jump right into that, though, but that's going to be a big focus on what we're talking about, especially because it just happened last night, on Monday night. So let me jump in. How is everyone? How is everyone's week? I hope everyone is doing well. Thank you for the continued support, the reaching out, the sharing, subscribing. Again, you can help me by following me on Instagram at thehairhealer1111, sharing my episodes with people, telling people about me. Also follow me on the Hair Healer Facebook page and just sharing, subscribing. Please give this a like on whatever you listen to this on, subscribe to me, whatever. Any of that stuff really helps me. Honestly, just word of mouth, you telling one person about me or the podcast helps me and puts that energy out there. So thank you for everyone who continues to do that and support me. If you want to reach out, please reach out. TheHairHealerPodcast@yahoo.com. If you have a story you want to bring up or you want something you want me to talk about on the Weekly Awakening, feel free to email me on that. So let's jump right into it. Let me tell you. So Mercury, it rules the way we communicate, the thoughts, our thinking, our travel. Those are some of the things it rules. And when it moves into Jupiter, right, the planet of abundance and joy and spirituality and excitement and just like big, wonderful Jupiter things, it's actually in its downfall there. It's in its detriment. They're opposite signs. So there can be some good, but often some difficulties during this time. And so it happened, yesterday was Monday, today's Tuesday, and you're listening to this on Wednesday. But Monday night is when it switched over, and that morning I take my kids, I wake them up, they're like perfect, which they never are in the morning, and calm, and I picked up from school, and it was like hell on wheels. Like, they instantly got in the car, they were dramatic, right? Everything is extra, their emotions were, you know, just their communication was just loud and yelling and just not making sense, and I was like, oh my God, this is Mercury moving into Jupiter, right? Like sort of like these loud Jupiter communications and just like, and when it's in its downfall, sort of like bringing out the not always positive side, but still allowed communication, if that kind of makes sense. So take a breath with that because that will happen with that. And on the other hand, there's also going to be sort of these great, exciting conversations that can happen. And in that same token, on the other hand, those great, exciting conversations can also turn ugly or bad fast, right? And can be like, oh my God, again, I don't know if I'm describing Jupiter well, but when we think of Jupiter as happy, abundant, and just expanding everything, when Mercury is in there, it can take those qualities and bring it opposite, right? So make it just extreme on the wrong side. So, you know, I already last night had a really great conversation with someone in my life for like 2 hours, and it was just about life and spirituality and things like that. And that was full of Jupiter, and it was just, we were talking and we're communicating, but also in its detriment or its fall already. I was driving my kid to school this morning and I saw a cop pull over someone and I saw him again. So again, the way we travel when Mercury's in retrograde or it's in its detriment and somehow, I actually see that a lot. You'll see cops more. You know, the way we travel, you'll see them out there, right? Like giving speeding tickets in abundance, or like if you do something in abundance, there can be repercussions, right? Repercussions with that. Also with Mercury in Pisces, there may be... And again, because Mercury is two-sided and duality, but we're going to see a different side of this duality right now, we can get lost in our illusions or maybe not exactly trust the way that we think or that the way we feel. That can happen. We can get lost in our mind. You know, Mercury will get lost, and if you're Mercury ruled, you understand what I mean, but you can get actually lost in your thinking or just sort of be like, because Pisces energy is very, I remember reading something about this a long time ago in astrology about Pisces energy, and they said they're either the most likely to get locked up or be the CEO of some crazy company because of some like outrageous thing that they created. And they're the dreamers, they're the seers, they're the illusionists, you know? So they go into their own world, and this can happen in Mercury. And so in the same ways, it can be nice, right? It can trigger or add some more flavor to our creative endeavors. It can say, hey, let me be more open-minded to my thinking. Let me allow myself to flow in different ways. And that can be a good thing with the Mercury and Pisces. But at the same time, you know, especially I think if you're someone who tends to already think in that fantasy way more, you're going to sometimes get lost in that and be like, oh my God, what was I just thinking? How did I get lost in that world? How did that happen? And that particularly happens to me. I think all the Mercury ruled things, I get very lost into my own mind and my fantasy world. So when I know that certain transits like this happen, I'm like, okay, be more aware, Colleen, you know, don't get lost into someone's words. You know, again, Mercury can be a trickery. So maybe you can get caught up in the things that someone is saying to you, or, you know, things like that, especially because we still have Venus right now in Pisces. So there is going to be a lot of that. How is everyone's new moon? My new moon, again, I was talking about, it's going to be like kind of a romantic new moon. I did have sort of, I can't really get into it, but like a romantic new moon that has been triggering in a good way, like inspiration. For me, I think the last couple of years, a lot of my inspiration came from a very dark, deep place that I was in at the time. And I always, that's how I mourn, or that's how I get through hard things or hard times, is that I often go right to like creative projects and I write, or I just create in some sort of way. So, I already lost what I was thinking. So, and this is where Mercury and its detriment, the way we communicate, if I would have had my notes or even wrote any notes, I'd be like, oh wait, that's what I was thinking. But what happens is when I, stop, this is maybe excuse, or it's the truth, I say when I can't remember what I'm saying, or I stop mid-sentence, or I guess the universe, or, you know, the source did not feel that was important, the direction I was going, or isn't what needed to be said. So Mercury's going to be in here for a little bit, and just let things flow. I was just on my friend Joe's podcast before we came here, and we were talking about Mercury retrograde, and what I love, you know, it always gets such a bad rep, but what I love about it is it teaches us how to go with the flow. So look at this transit as a mini Mercury retrograde, and it teaches us how to be resilient facing life's difficulties. It also teaches us how to go to plan A, plan B, plan C. And so many people don't live that way. And then they're constantly stressed or always under control, or trying to control, fix, manage, control, whatever it is. And this teaches us, it's almost like the universe keeps piling lessons to be like, look, this is how you understand that you're powerless, and understanding that and accepting that is going to lead you to so much freedom. So just let go. So I'm going to keep piling these lessons. And I think, damn it, I hate when I forget to turn off my heater. Sorry if you can hear that. Though soon we're almost getting done with heater time. We're getting ready for that AC time. I'm feeling that. So again, sorry if you can hear that. And shout out to my friend Jen who listens to this, and she's always like, stop saying you're sorry. She's like, that's like the one thing I got to take with you, Colleen, is stop saying you're sorry. And I'm like, okay, but it's so hard. And here's the awakening on that. When I was younger, I was kind of a people pleaser, and God love my mother and she's wonderful, but she was a little bit of a guilt mother. So there's always this, I feel like I'm not, and it's also my Virgo rising and Virgo moon. If I feel like I'm not performing at the top, or I'm not getting across words, I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, I want to please you in this way. So shout out to Jen. I'm getting better at saying I'm sorry or I'm not sorry, but that is kind of annoying if you can hear that. I always forget that stuff. So take another deep breath. So yeah, so just expect this to be like a mini Mercury retrograde, and just go with the flow, and it all works out. I say that every time with Mercury retrograde, but everything really does work out when you look at life, and when you look back at your life, it does work out. So this week's weekly awakening for me is learning how to have fun. Now, you might say, what are you talking, Colleen? You were one of the most fun people I know. Or maybe you don't think that. I don't know. But you love to have fun and you enjoy life and you figure that out. And yes, to a degree, I make sure I do. And I try to look at the good in everything and try to have fun and the purpose. But at the other token, I also have these very like, I'm obsessed with work. I'm obsessed with creating. I'm obsessed with this. And I have been for 2 years that I put so much on the back burner. I put friendships. I put dating, which that needed to happen, on the back burner. I put so much beside my children on the back burner. And what happened is I got burned out, right? Because when you're creating, but this is important. So, you know, don't get me wrong. Creating this is still, you know, my children are still number one. But I felt like I had no more joy left. I felt like I wasn't enjoying. I was creating and I was working, but I had no one with me. And part of that's my own, because I don't really let people into my world. Very few. I'd rather be alone than let people in. That's my own. It's my own issues. But I was like, I'm not having fun. I'm not enjoying. And I prayed. I prayed, please bring someone into my life, friend, whatever, to bring me joy, to show me happiness, to show me how to have fun again. And also allow me to allow that to happen. Allow me to be open to it. Allow me to say, you have no idea. I'm not joking when I say I work 24/7. Kids, between social media, this, doing hair, all of that stuff, I'm creating, I'm building an empire. So I'm working all the time. But you know, there comes a time where you need to replenish yourself, or so many great ideas come from having fun, not just, you know, constantly being in a state of creation. So I said, Colleen, you must allow yourself to be open, allow yourself, give someone some time, some of your time. And I did that. And I've been doing that for about 2 weeks now. And I've just been having so much fun. It's been weird. I've pulled back from social media a little bit. And I've just been like allowing myself to embrace and have fun and allow this person to teach me how to have fun again. They're another Gemini, double Gemini. And I'm just like, okay, we're having fun. I'm sharing peace and kind of finding that balance, but knowing, hey, it's not all, it doesn't need to be all work. And sometimes, yes, it does, but you have to learn to make room for yourself or you'll get burned out. And I think something else that happened is it just became no fun. Even creating became no more fun anymore because I wasn't having fun. Granted, we were trapped inside a little bit more than normal, but I was still not allowing myself to have fun or communicate. So last week's Weekly Awakening was creating romance and create. And if you did that, especially with the new moon that happened, and I woke up Sunday morning from the new moon feeling like so ready to create. Like it was so funny because I had Venus in there. So it was like amplified our creative pleasures and like enjoying life. And I woke up like, and again with that Pisces, like, oh my God. I feel like romantically recharged and I'm ready to create from a romantic place and finding romance. And again, I don't just mean relationship, but finding romance in your life again, finding romance in yourself. That's what I talked about last week, finding romance in your creative pleasures, because so much joy and happiness comes from romance. And how do we create that in our life? Now I did that. So now this week I'm focused on creating fun. How do we have fun? I think also we're all feeling a little antsy. Like it was nice last week and the world's starting to open up a little bit and you just can't keep us pent up anymore. You really can't. It's like a slingshot and we're all just dying to have fun. So before the world opens up fully, I'm figuring out, I'm inviting people into my life and I'm going on a journey of fun and I'm going to enjoy. And what happens to me, which you won't believe this or not, or maybe you do, is when I start to have fun or I take out time for someone or to just like enjoy life, I'm like, but I'm not working and creating. Like I'm not, that's very Virgo. I'll be like, but I'm not making money, but I'm not creating, but I'm not doing this, or I'm not going to do that, or I'm going to fail this person, or if I don't do this, I don't do that. And that's not a state to be in, right? Like, no, that's not happiness. Because again, in such a short time in a year, I got burned out on that. I'm not having fun. So how can I create fun, find some sort of balance? Because with that, there has to be balance. But how can you find fun in your life today? Right? What, and again, we have the moon is in Aries, it's moving into Taurus. So, and it's happy in Taurus, and Taurus enjoys pleasures and life and the good things in life. So look at that, like bring some fun. What do you need to bring fun into your life? And ask yourself, are you allowing it? Are you allowing fun into your life? Are you making space for fun? Are you opening your heart for fun? Are you opening up your energy for fun? And because sometimes we're not. Sometimes we think, oh my God, I want this, I want that. But we're not opening our mind, body, and soul. We're not opening up our soul to align to that. We're not allowing it because sometimes we can be scared, right? Like I know for me and sometimes people that have experienced trauma or drugs or whatever it is, we start to have fun or we start to like create good and we get scared, right? Like, oh my God, I'm having too much fun. Like something bad's going to happen. The other shoe's going to drop. This is going to, no, like the more we learn to stay in that fun vibration, the more we learn to have fun and embrace it, the more that will come. Yes, life is still hard and hard things happen. And some years are more devastating than others and harder and less, but we learn to have fun and eventually we will be creating that more and we'll find fun in our day-to-day life. We will find fun and going to the grocery store. We will find fun in all of that. And I just wanted to say sorry again, because when I do these, I have no one else controlling it. And I used to have someone controlling it, not with this. So I listen back and I'm like, do I sound too close to the microphone, or do I sound too far away, or do I not come in and out? And you listening are like, oh my God, stop. But that is too, like, I have a problem with like always perfecting those tiny, tiny, tiny details. But it's live when we learn, and we're creating this. And something that just came to me too, with this, is in Mercury and Pisces, not getting lost in someone else's journey and how far they've come, right? And focusing like, huh, I'm not as good as them. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. No, focus on your own journey. When I catch myself doing that, like, oh, I didn't accomplish as much, or they're ahead of me, like, no, Colleen, look back at your own journey. And I was thinking, you know, it's been now over 2 years ago since I started the hair healer and that brand and the podcast, and not knowing exactly which way it was going to go. And I'm like, holy shit, I guess I have grown a lot. I guess a lot, I've accomplished a lot in 2 years, even that, like, just personally in creating. And even though it doesn't feel like that sometimes, you know, look back at your own. Don't look at other people's. Look at your story of growth. And I guarantee you, you look back 2 years ago and you will see that. Or, holy shit, it's been a year now since COVID. Like, look back at who you were a year ago. And even if you feel like you didn't get far, or like nothing happened, or you're still in a broken down state, you did, right? Your soul has to evolve, grow, and change through these hard times and the times of not knowing to get to the other side, to get to the dream, to get to the purpose, to get to that. So if you still feel kind of drowned or still in waves of up and down and not sure what you're doing, I am too. That's number one. Write it out, because another year from now, you're going to be like, oh my God, look at that growth. Look at that change. Look at that. Look at who I was. And wow, I can promise you that. I can promise you that. So, whew, that was a very Mercury Jupiter. I mean, not that I don't already talk kind of fast, but, you know, I just kind of spewed it all out there, just blah, blah, blah. So also check out yesterday's episode of the Hair Healer Podcast with Shane Springer. I actually was very good friends with his sister for many years ago. And I remember watching him grow up from being like this little 15-year-old who had his whole life in front of him, going to play baseball for college, to getting hooked on drugs. And then last year in 2020, he had an overdose and, you know, was unconscious, like died, basically was brought back, and then was in hospital for 3 months. And since then, he's had quite a spiritual awakening and had so much like trauma and change. He's like a brand new awakened soul. And and he has so much wisdom for his age and experience. It's honestly, it's an unbelievably really good episode. So go check that out. I promise you will not fail. Not fail. What the hell am I talking about? You will not feel, you know, you will feel, this is what I'm trying to say, that again, Mercury and Jupiter, or Mercury in Pisces, you will feel like awakened in some way. It will change your thought process. You'll be like, huh, it will awaken some sort of thinking feeling in you. I promise you, it's a really, really beautiful episode. And it's in the studio and it sounds a little far apart because, of course, I recorded this during Mercury retrograde, and I went back and I didn't turn the volume all the way up on his thing. So that's the last thing I say. I'm going to say sorry about, I promise. All right. Thank you everyone for tuning in. I hope everyone has a fabulous week, enjoys the week, finds something fun in their life, finds how to have fun or how to bring fun into their life, and have a beautiful week. I love you all. Thank you for being so amazing, for listening and being beautiful souls. Love you all. Goodbye.